The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It turns out that most of the nursing homes in America are just plain homes. I found the figures hard to believe. More after this from Charlie.
Lean on me.
This might surprise you. 39%, that would be close to 4 in 10 U.S. adults, are actively caring for an adult or child with health problems. That's up from 30% in 2010.
We see it across the board. It's an increase among people who are caring for adults, as well as people who are caring for children with significant health issues.
That's a huge proportion of the population involved in caregiving. And it's not all they do, because according to a Pew Research Center survey, those caregivers are primarily 30 to 64 years old, which means most of them are still working, and they typically don't have any formal training. So how do they know what to do? Susanna Fox, the lead author of the report, says they're using the internet.
You go online to get up to speed fast on an issue that maybe you didn't know about before, but you really have a need to become an expert on. And it's kind of on-the-job training, and caregivers are going online to do that.
And most of them say it works.
52% of caregivers with internet access say that online resources have been helpful in dealing with the stress of being a caregiver. And I'll add that younger caregivers are more likely to say that the internet has been helpful.
It's estimated that by the year 2030, 19% of us will be 65 or older, which means for those of us who are aging and may need a caregiver at some point,
teach your children well.
Yes, make sure they can use a computer and be nice to them.
And know they love you.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.